Okay, so today we'll begin the two simonim, which are entitled together Hilchos Hechsher Kalim. That's Simon Kuf Chaf in Yoredeya and Kuf Chaf Aleph. Simon Kuf Chaf is about Tvilas Kalim. So that's what we'll start. That's how I divide it up. You saw the sheet. So that's what we'll do probably today and tomorrow and maybe a little bit on Sunday. And then we'll do the other simon kuf chaf aleph is about hagolas kelim, kasher and kelim, and so together they're called hechsher kelim, the two simonim together, because it means hechsher simply means making something usable, making it suitable. So hence the title, which applies as well to tvilas kelim. Okay, and we'll begin from this point, just in terms of the yesoda, so the foundations, fundamental points of this chiyuv. So we have psukim and parshas matos in source number one. The Midbar Parak Lamed Aleph Sukim Chof Aleph Chof Gimel. This is after the battle with Midian. Okay? And of course, we've seen things relating to this from Geulei Klei Midian, Kashrim Kalim, we saw before. You know, that's where you get the idea of Stam Kalim of Akum or Enam and Yaman and so on and so forth. So we've seen things relating to this before. But just to look at the Psukim, okay, we have in Parshas Matos, Parak Lamed Aleph of the Midbar Pasuk Chof Aleph, source one by Omer Elazar Cohen Elanshi Atzava Abayim Lachoma Zos Chukas HaTorah. Same word, Zos Chukas HaTorah. It begins Parshas Chukas, right? This is a chok, and we have the following. It's important Pasuk Chof Beis. Aches HaZohav. Again, the Bnei Yisrael took the spoils of the war. They took loot, and including different materials, different metal materials. And the Torah here lists six metals. Aches HaZohav is gold. As a kesef is silver, as a nachosh is copper, as a barzel iron, as a bedil is tin, and as a ferris is lead. Okay, and these were really the six metals that they knew about at that time. So anything which is made of these metals that are listed here, so pasuk chav gimel, this is the pasuk we've seen already, called dovar sheyova v'eish, taviru v'eish, v'toher, anything which is used for preparation of food in the context or through the medium of fire has to be kashered through the medium of fire. And then it says, ach b'mei nido yischato, we'll discuss that momentarily, v'chor sheloyo v'eish, taviru v'amayim. But things which are not used through the medium of fire, then they can simply be put, rinsed with water. So Rashi fills in some of the blanks here based on Chazal, the Sifrei there and so on, and the Gemara's. Rashi explains, let's look in source 2 in Pasuk of Gimel, Kaldova Sheva Ba'esh Levashel Bokum, meaning you use it for cooking, and it's cooked through the meat directly through fire. So Tova Ba'esh Kiderech Tashmisho Hagaloso. Okay, that'll become important when we discuss in a few days Hagalos Kalim. The way you use it, that's how you kash it. Kibola Kachpoto Kiderech Tashmisho Hagaloso, Masha Tashmisho Ade Chamin, that which is used through heat. Then you put it, heat here means hot water. So if it's used through hot water, cooking, let's say cooking in a pot where you use bubbling hot water, and that's the cooking process, so then you kasher it through chamin. Masha tashmisho de tzli, that which is roasted directly over the fire, it could go in hashpud, v'aschala, right, like a spit, rotisserie kind of thing, with grill, which is put directly on the fire, then you'll benena ba'or, then you have to libun, you have to kasher it through fire. But then it says, "Ach b'mei nida yischato." What does that mean? Lefi pshuto chitu ze letar mitumas meis. This is a din in tumen tar. Aside from the kashering problem, okay, these utensils that were used by the goyim, in this case the anshe midyan, so they also were tame. Okay, they had tuma, so you have to get rid of the tuma also. So you have to, kalim, as you know, are subject to laws of tumen tar, and so you immerse the keli in the mikveh. So that's what it says here. Alafim pshuto chitu zeh letarim to mas meis. Omer lahem, tzrichim ha-kelim giul letarim in ha-yisur, v'chitu letarim in ha-tumah. Two things have to be done to these kelim that you're taking from the anshe midyan as the booty, as the spoils of war, before you can use them yourself. It has to have two things have to happen. First of all, you need Gil Lataramina Isr, you need kashering, gil is the purging the forbidden flavor, right? In order to remove the Isr in terms of the laws of Isr Heter, and Chitoy, some form of Tara, Lataramina Tumah. Okay, good. So that's what it has to do with, which would have nothing to do with Tvilas Kalim as we. There's Tvilas Kalim in the realm of Tumah and Tara. Okay, the whole Masechta called Maseches Kalim and so on, Maseches Mikvos, talks not only about a person who's Tamei, but about utensils and vessels that are Tamei also. So, So you have to remove the tumah. That's a different kind of tvilas kelim than what we're talking about today. And you know, in this siman in Yoredeya, okay, the laws of tumah tara. That's not the issue. Is tumah tara? The issue here is kasher kelim, brand new. It's never used before. You buy a brand new pot, as we'll see. But the origin or the or one source, so to speak, or one application of tvilas kelim is in the realm of tumah tara. Okay, so that's the pasuk pshat I was talking about here. These were in the hands of goyim, they became tamei. So now you have to be mitayer them. However, continues Rashi, Rabosenu darshu mikan she'af lahachshir min ha'iser hitin tefila l'klei matchos. We have a special drushas chazal here that even for the process of making the mutter from the iser v'heter perspective, forget about the tumah tara situation. Besides, aside from the tumah tara concern. Okay, there's another, even from Issa v'Heter, it's not enough simply to kasher and to remove the flavor of chazer or whatever else, you know, bas v'chol, whatever else the guy may have cooked in here, but even to lachshir min ha'iser, even to remove the iser from this utensil, hitin tvila l'klei matchos. Klei matchos, matchos is metal, right? If it's metal, it requires some form of tvila. Okay. In other words, so tvilas kelim is there's two implications. There's one, there's tvilas kelim to remove tumah, and number two, even forgetting about tumah, there's tvilas kelim for the purpose of removing the iser. So two things have to be done. You have to get the flavor out. That's the hagolas kelim, which we talked about a little bit, right? The goy used this for whatever non-kosher food he was eating. So you got to get that flavor out. But on top of that, if you've gotten it out, or even it was never in the first place. All right, but still, you have to toivel it, okay? Tvilas kelim, again, Rashi presents it as always very clearly. Af lach shir min ha'iser hit in tvila l'klei matchos. Umei nida, k'suvin kan, darshu, mayim aru'im litbol b'mei nida. V'kama hem arboim so. What's the expression? B'mei nida yischato there in Pasuk Chav Gimel? It means the type of water, okay, mikveh water, which is suitable for a nida to go into, which is 40 sa'ah. Couple hundred gallons, the minimum size of a mikvah. Okay. Then the next Rashi, cholosh aloyav oveish kol dovah she'ein tashmei de'orke on kosot tzlochios. Right. You have other things which are used, but not through directly through fire. You have glass and things like that. So then, and then rabbalayis and so on. So taver b'mayim matbilon v'dayo. You just have to toivel them, and that's it. If something was never used to any fire, not to boiling hot water, not direct on the fire, cups and other types of things, then it's sufficient simply to immerse them in the mikvah. Okay, so that's the origin in terms of the Torah. Notice how it's not exactly clear. It's a drashas chazal. The Torah never says explicitly or directly in terms of the simple meaning of the psukim, because as Rashi said, the simple meaning of psukim that was talked about, was talking about from Tom and Tara. Okay, and they're two separate realms. There's kasher in the kelim, removing the iser in the realm of iser v'heter, and there's also putting in a mikvah the realm of tum and tara. But the drashas chazal is that even to get rid of the iser, okay, even to get rid of the iser, you also have this additional requirement. So it's not as clear or as direct in the psukim. So the Mishnah tells us, okay, in Avodah Zarah, ayin hamed beis, so at the very end of Avodah Zarah, Mishnah, ayin hamed beis, halokeach klei tashmish mina ovdei kochavim. If you acquire, okay, and now that's important. I'm not talking about you got it in the war, you bought it. You bought it, you acquired it. As we'll see later, it's important. Alokeach means you bought it as opposed to borrowing it, Okay, clay tashmish, usable utensils, when overcome. Es sedarko lahat bil yakbil, lahagil yagil, laben bo'or, yalaben bo'or. Okay, it depends what type of keli it is. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara, of course, elaborates. But let's look in Rashi in 4. Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hamed Beis. Eser Darko Lahat Bil Klomar. Kli Haroy L'Tayr B'Tvila. Ein Tzarech Tichon Acher. Kigon Kli Shetashmish Ayin Ditzon. And Yachbil V'Sulo Tzarech. Okay, you don't need anything else. Okay, something which all you have to do is tovel it in the water. That's all you have to do, right? It's some sort of an item which wasn't used through any type of fire or anything like that. You don't have to do anything else. Okay, all you got to do is mitayer betvila. That's it. Lahagil, hagala means in boiling hot water, as Rashi says. Lahagil b'mayim roskim, bubbling water. Could go on klisha tashmisha b'kach, like a pot or something that's used through the medium of bubbling hot water. The hainu yoro sukdero shalomachas, metal pots and these kinds of things. So the Gemara will explain, but key line Rashi of a Gemara mefarsh to boi nami tvila. These also need tvila. Okay. And the laben ba'or, that which you have to light, you know, through fire, Gavarish Raza gives an example. Ashpud vascha, okay, these are things which are used for roasting, spits, rotisseries, and things like that. The Gemara, not the Bryce. The Gemara quotes a Bryce in Source 5. Tana, v'chulon tzrichen tvila bar boim saw. Everything, all of those kelim, all of what kelim? The kelim you bought from a goy. Okay, any type of, whether you have to kasher it through fire or through bubbling hot water, you don't have to kasher it at all of the above require the tana v'chulon tzrichen tvila bar boim saw. That's the Gemara. Our Bar Mitzvah again is a mikveh. Okay, the minimum size of mikveh. So all of them require tefillah in a mikveh. Menohan emili, yes, the Gemara. Who says? Amar Rava, the Amar Kor, at the psukim we start with. Kol asher, kol dovar asher yavo va'esh tarir esh v'toher. Hosif la'chosu tara cheres. Okay? Look back in the pasuk, in Chav Gimel, back in Source 1. It says, kol dovar asher va'esh tarir esh v'toher. Okay? V'toher, it says. So let's look in Rashi now in 6. So the Gemara says, Tana v'chulon, af ha'nigolim v'ham lubanim. Even though you kashered it through bubbling hot water, even though you did libun, where you heated it up to become white hot, still requires tefillah b'mikveh, okay? And it quotes a pasuk called Dovar Sheyavo v'esh, and ishtam shubo b'nei midyon alidea or, right, as we said, the b'nei midyon used it for fire and so on, so you have to knock it out that way. Kibola kach polto, like we explained. It's not a topic right now. But v'taher, look at the third Rashi there in 6. V'taher, kro yisera hu hai v'taher. It's an extra phrase. All right? So getting back to the Gemara, hos, at the end of the first line there in 5, on 900 bays, hos iv l'cha akos of tara acheres. On top of whatever else has to be done from the laws of Issa v'het, the laws of Tum and Tara, there's an extra level of tahara. Okay, and that's what we popularly call tefillas kelim, for purchase from a goy, not from Tum and Tara purposes. Tani bar kapor mitoch shomer meidida shomer anisha tzarach hazo shlishu shvi. Well, one second, it says b'meinida yischata, so maybe you should also have meinida is also an expression used in Parshas Chukas with regard to the paraduma. Okay, Meinida has to be sprinkled, right? The ash of the paraduma and so on. So it's the same expression used there in the Torah and Parshat Chukas. I could have printed the psukim. We want to look it up there. Memira Perkaf Aleph. So it says, Meinida lo zarek alav tameh hu. Meinida there is not talking about a mikveh. Meinida is talking about sprinkling the ash of the paraduma with water and so on in the beginning of Parshat Chukas. So that's called Hazos Shlishi Shri. So maybe you have to do that with these Kalim also. Meinida? Tamalova ach chalek. Okay. In Cain, Ma Tam and Lomer may neither. So what does may neither mean if it's not talking about like the sprinkling? Mayim Shanida Tobalas Bain. Again, we saw this in Rashi and Chumash, and I know where Rashi got it from. Right? But Mayim Shanida Tobalas Bain. May neither means water that's suitable for neither to be Tobalas in. Have you omer Aboim saw? Good. Then the Gemara continues. It's Tarakhli Mikta Vitoher, Vitoher. So why did it have to say Vitoher? And then also say May neither is Chata. Same thing. We're becoming Tar. So what's so E cost of Vitoher, Havin Vitoher, Koldahu. It would have just said v'toher. I would have thought. I thought any type of immersion. Okay, look at Rashi b'chol dehu. I feel a mikveh chaser. Who says it has to be a full fledged 40-saw mikveh? Any type of immersion, perhaps would be good. So therefore, chaser rachamim may neither. Because of may rachamim may neither. Have been a hair of shemesh can either. I have to wait till nightfall. Okay, again, we don't have to go into all those details now. Therefore, chaser rachamim may neither. I'll take. You can do it right away. You have to wait till nightfall. A woman goes to the mikveh, of course, at night, after the seventh day and so on. So I might have thought the same thing over here. So therefore, it says v'toher, you can do it right away. Good. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbo. Amar Rabbo Barbua. Afilu kelim chadoshim imashma. This requirement of what we call tefillas kelim, not for Tum and Tara, but for hechsher kelim and so on, applies even to brand new things. Don't think it has to do only with those things that you have to kasher. Up until this point, I might have thought that the requirement of tefillas kelim is only by those things which you also have to kasher. However you kasher them. Okay, through white, getting it white hot, direct over the fire or bubbling water, whatever you do. So you also have to tie with them good. But now, but what if I bought something brand new from a goy? What the name midyan never used it. It was still in the box. Okay, I never use it. So no, the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Barvua, Afilu Kelim Chadoshim Mashma. Why? How do you know that? The Hayishan and Velidman Kechadoshim double. Because if I took a used kli, but then I was melabbing it, right, through white hot, it's like I reconstituted it. It's brand new, right? You put it in an oven in a self-cleaning cycle, and you open the oven, it's brand new, right? It's like it's brand new. And yet still, we just said that something which was subject to libun still is subject to the din matrilas kalim. So mamela, it doesn't make a difference whether it's new or not. Afilu hochi, boy, it's feel, okay? So maskev lor of sheshes, ihochi, afilu zuza de sarbalanami. So one second. So who says it's only, where does it say in the pasuk that it's only talking about klei suda? who says in the pasuk that it's only talking about things used for food? Zuzu de sarbala, Rashi explained, misparayim, scissors, metal scissors, right? Shearing scissors, whatever they're called, right? Which are also made out of metal, right? Rashi says, misparayim should go zem big day tzemer. Hov exeris hakosavi, velo mishum pilot iser. Now that you've established that this has nothing to do with having absorbed or having to bring out any forbidden flavor, right? Even brand new, we just said, brand new, a brand new pot, never used before. No blias of iser in there, right? And you still have to toivel it. So says Rav Sheisha, some of Ela, who says it's limited only to pots and pans and forks and things that you use for suda. Maybe it applies to any metal vessel, okay, that you use even for some other purpose, because obviously it has nothing to do with absorbed flavor. So therefore it should apply, here is Taina, therefore it should apply to Zuza de Sala, scissors also. So Amalei, no, Klei Suda Amurin Reparsha. You have to look at the psukim in context. Clearly, in the context, it's talking about Klei Suda, because, how do we know? Because it says, Kol Dover Asher Yovav Eish, right? Things which you use to heat, or use to boil hot water. It's obviously talking about cooking. Okay, it's not talking about, you never use scissors to heat or boiling hot water, right? So it's the context is Klei Suda Amurin Reparsha. Okay, that's what the... So the Rashi, the next page, but Klei Suda Amur Meparish the Haksiv called over Shiyov Veish Vein Derech Lishtamos Leidor Elakedem Shel Tzor Klei Suda. The only type of vessels used to fire are things, as a general rule in a regular home, are things they use for cooking. Okay, Ubahanu Haksiv V'Toyer Tvi'la Avol Zuzat Tzar Below. But they don't use other metal kalim to fire and boiling hot water. So Mevela, it's the same thing. It only applies to Klei Suda. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Baravua, Lo Shanu Ela B'Lekuchin U'Chamai Shishoya. Also, the rule is only when you acquire it for yourself, like in the story where the Jews acquired these guys. They didn't buy them. They got them in war, but it's the same thing. They acquired them. Aval Sh'ulin Lo. But if you just borrow something from a Goy, now you have a problem of Kashrus. You have a problem of Hagola. But in terms of Tvilas, it will not be necessary if you just borrow it from a Goy. Very important. We'll come back to that. Probably not today, but we'll get back to the point. If you only borrow it from a Goy, so then it's not a problem. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Zovan Mona Demar Demar Kachovim Sovelat Bila. Okay, so Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef once bought Mona Demar Da. Rashi says Kalim made out of Adoma, earth, like made out of earth. Look at Rashi Mona Demar Vitzviy Bokar, dung or something like that. Okay, Murav and Rosam and Kli, they mix it out, old dung, things that dried up and earthenware and they clay and that kind of stuff were put together. So Rav Nach, who is this? Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef bought this item and he wanted to be tovelit. One of the rabbanim, named Rabbi Yaakov, said to him, "Lididi mefarshele minim Rabbi Yochanan klei matches amur beparsha." I understood from Rabbi Yochanan that this requirement is only for metal kalim and not for earthenware or things made out of dung or clay or stuff like that. It's only metal kalim. Okay. Klei matros amur in the parsha. This whole requirement is a special thing only by klei matros. Rashi says klei matros amur le'in and tefila beklev derkam tzeiv achas azov, because that's the pasuk. Rashi lets us back to Perek Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Kav Beis mentions gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, and lead. Okay, and that's it. So that doesn't apply to earthenware or other types of vessels. You do not need to be toivel then. Okay, that's what he told them. Now the last thing, Amar of Ashi. What about glass? Hani klei zchuchis, what if something made out of glassware? So ho v'chinishtabru yeshlem takana. Since when they break, they can be put together like metal, right? You weld it back together. So then kiklei matchus domi. The Gemara says glassware for this purpose is compared to metal utensils. So that, Rabosai, is the Gemara. Okay, then that's really the whole sugya right there in a nutshell on Ayin Hamed Beis in Avodah Zarah. So basically, it comes out, the whole thing is basically that there are three requirements, okay? Number one, it's hakone me'alvet kachavim, right? You buy it as opposed to borrowing it, okay? Lokeach is a language in the Mishnah. Two, it's only clay suda, things used for food preparation, which we'll have to define, okay? Food preparation, and basically we'll define food preparation as something used in the cooking process, in the serving process, and in the eating process. Okay, that's what it means. We'll discuss later about what if we store food in it or anything, but basically it means cooking, preparing, serving, and eating. So that's called klei suda. So this applies, again, only to someone who acquires the kli from a goy, only to klei suda, and only to metal, plus a glass. Okay, that's what emerges from the sugya, and really, that's the whole din right there. So, just to look a little bit into the background of the reason behind this this din. So, the Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah in that same parak halacha tesvav, Shalom l'Rabbi Yirmiya. They once asked Rabbi Yirmiya, and he explained, "So Amar tzorach lahatpe lefi sheyotzu mitumas hanachri v'nichnasu l'kedushas Yisrael." The language of Yerushalmi is, why do you have this din altogether? Because these vessels, these clay suda, these pots and pans, and these, you know, eating and cooking utensils, okay, previously belonged to a non-Jew, and now they're leaving the hands of the non-Jew, and they're getting kedushas Yisrael. It's like they're getting kedushas Yisrael. You look in source 8, Isser Heta Aruch, and Sharon Nun Ches Os Kuf Vav 8. It says Shidbila Ena Shatvila Ena Machmas Platas Isser. This tvila has nothing to do with absorbed forbidden flavor. Because like we said before, even if it's a brand new kli, you have to title it anyway. Elarak lahav and atum alachniso bekedusha shal Yisrael. It's like bringing this kli into kedusha lefi shabacharnu shabacharnu Hashem kilin achlaso v'dilan atam v'kidshano bekedushaso shenemar v'avdel chenam leyosli v'ksiv v'skadishim v'skadoshim. Has to do with kedkadosh ani Hashem kechem. Has to do with kedushas Yisrael. In fact, the Marachor Zeruah, that's the son of the Zeruah, Marachor Zeruah, in one of his tshuvas, Simon Samach Gimel, in source 9, writes, based on this Yerushalmi that we just saw, the Yerushalmi of Rozar, Parakel, Achatez, Vav, and 7, the Marachor Zeruah says, Yerushalmi Mepharash, Mipnei Sheyotzu, Mitumas, Goyim, Nechnisal, Nechnisal, Israel, Midama Osalager, just like a ger, someone who converts to become a Jew, part of the conversion process is Tvila in a mikveh. So they compare it the same thing, Shenichnas, Nechtusha, are they Tvila? Okay, so too Kalim, so to speak, that it become a Jew's Kalim, so now it requires Tvila like Geirus. Yeah. Yes, Ezra.
Is this just like a Tamei HaMitzvah thing, or is there a Nafka Mina?
So let's see. It sounds like this is a Tamei HaMitzvah thing, and we'll relate to the question, which we'll see in a second. Is this Doraisa or Darabanan? Right? So, but anyway, that's what these people are saying. Okay, that's what these Mepharshim are saying. The Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuras Parag Yud Zayin Halacha Hey 10, the Rambam writes, "Tvila zu shematbilin kleisudan al kachman akum achaka chutzu al chilushtia einan leinyan tum v'tara." Okay, this type of tvila is not a tum and tara problem. There is a tum and tara issue for that. You have to tvila also, but even if that's not the issue here. Ela medibrei sofrim. The Rambam writes medibrei sofrim. We'll have to see what that means. Sounds like he's saying it's darbanan. V'remez la kol dava shava eish shava eish v'taher u'piyashmo lomdu she'en medaber la v'taras v'negula akum lo midei tuma she'en lecha tuma ola yedei eish u'chala tmei mitvila ola mitumasan and so on tumas meis midit hazoa and tvila with nothing to do with fire. It can't be talking about tuma. Okay, it's gila akum. The kevin she'kosu v'taher, like the last line of the Rambam, the extra word v'taher, like we saw. Amarcham ha'osiv lo tar acher aviros v'eish latiro megula akum. Okay. So it sounds from this, to me, it sounds from this Rambam, look what he says, this whole thing is Drabbanon. Elam Edibri Sofim V'Ramas, the rest of the Remez law, or Ramaz law, called Dover Shavah Eishu. Psukim we saw in Parshas Matos are more in the realm of Asmachta, Remez. That's a simple read, it seems to me. And it's definitely how many people understand the Rambam. That the Rambam is assuming that this whole din is a din Drabbanon. Okay? But many understand the Rambam not that way. Okay, but the simple reading of the Rambam is that it's a din de Rabbanon. I read my notes, the Meiri learns it that way, and the Rav Ritva learns it that way. Most people learn that it is a din de Rabbanon, according to this Rambam. The Ramban writes it almost Mefurish. The Ramban there in Parshas Matos, Ramban al Torah, okay, in the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, is looking in source 11, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk in Parshas Matos. Lashon Sifri, Tavir of Eish, Kigon Asakinim, etc., etc. Okay? And he explains the drasha of Chazal on the second line there, that Ramban. Below Hutzrach, second line of 11. Below Hutzrach, Akosav Lachzol, Ahaskar, Tvila, Shekvar Hisko, Sa'ach Menido. Why did it say again, V'toher? Achrei Pleitas, Isu Kulam, Shav Medina Tvila. Okay? You don't have to say it, but it hints at something else. But V'libi Mehar Her Od Lomar, Shatvilu Hazo Medivrehem, Mikra Asmachta also. Ramban is pretty clear. Ramban al Torah is pretty clear. The whole din is a Rabbanon. And he said that's how Uklus learns it also. Okay, so according to Ramban and the simple reading of the Rambam, this din of Tzvila Skelim is a din de Rabbanon. Okay, the Orchos Chaim also says it in Mefurish in source 12. Hilchus Taras Hanida V'Taras Hakelim Os Yud Gimel 12. Utvila Zu Eina Tzricha Mishum Tum V'Tara El Atar Midei Gilo Agoyim. Again, this has nothing to do with the laws of Tum V'Tara to the Raisa. Okay, when it is Tomei. But that's not the subject here. He also says, Drabonan, the Samchu Amash Omar Kosov Kaldova Sheva Esh, etc. V'Toyer, Kevan Shama V'Toyer, Omar Chama Hose, Omar Chachomim. Right, Amr Chachomim, it's a drosha, Chazal, Hosef, okay, Alav Tar Al Taroso, Asher Avartam Eish Latir Miad Gilan Agoyim, namely this Tevila. So, again, according to these Rishonim, the whole din is a din de Rabbanon, okay? Yeah. You look in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chela Gimel Simon Reish Nun Hey, okay? He says, Akum Ma'ashid Bala Kli Yisrael. Can a goy? Can I send my goyish housekeeper over to the kelim mikveh to be toivel? Okay. Acha shenoda ki hadbolas kelim mitzvah divrei sofrim aleinu hadavar zeh aleinu hadavar zeh aidei shluchenu. Va'akum nisman b'din shlichus mitzvah shena ben bris. Is this a din drabonan? Do we say the akum can't do shlichus because it says ma'atem b'nei bris af shulchachem b'nei bris? Right. Regards to shluchos on kemoso and so on has to be a Jew. Is that the din here, or is it just that it? It's result oriented, it has to be toiveled. What's the din? Okay, so basically, the person who was asking the Shoel, who was asking this question to the Rashba, was assuming that the mitzvah is sofrim, right? I mean, he's assuming it's only drabbanon. So that's the question. Do we apply the din of you have to have a shlichus, so ma'atem b'nei bris, afshul chacham b'nei bris, and therefore a guy wouldn't be able to do it? Or no, the whole thing is drabbanon. The main thing is it should be toiveled, and it was, right? Who cares who does it? So I'm not interested now. We'll talk later about a goy doing it. But the Rashba says tshuva, Marsha Marta Shetulas Kelim Divrei Sofrim Lo Kula Am Modim Bo. He says not everyone agrees to your assumption that Tulas Kelim is Odin Drabanan. Umidivra Rambam Zal Yeroa Shu Savu Shumi Doraisa. It's not how we read the Rambam, but the Rashba definitely read the Rambam that way. He said according to the Rambam, it appears Doraisa. Okay, and you know there are psukim, right? The Rambam fell short of saying it was Asmachta. He says Rama's law, but that could be the Torah itself. Okay, the Ramban is mefurish that it's Tvila Zumi Divrayim VaMikra Smachta, and the Orchas Chaim is mefurish that it's a Drabonan. Yes, the Rambam is not so clear. You know, yes, says the word Divrei Sofrim. We'll come back to that point. But the Rashba says it appears to me that the Rambam holds Doraisa, and Hachin Mash Umi Pastor Shmaita the Shilav Adazar Hachin Mash Matrei. Rashba himself with or without the Rambam. Rashba himself says a simple reading of the sugya. It's learned out from Psukim, so it's a Deraisa. Why would it not be a Deraisa? It's a whole Drosha, extra Pasuk, extra phrase. It sounds like a regular Drosha Deraisa. So what the Rambam is saying maybe is subject to some discussion. But the Rashba says, without the Rambam, it seems to me that it's a Deraisa. Same thing in the Issa V'Heta Orach, in Shar Nun Ches, Ost Tzari Aleph, 14. Umishkanim V'Kanim Ein Yaduim Dak Nosokim Etzal Ola B'Teku. The Gemara has a question. What if I have it as a mashkon? It's not borrowed, but I'm holding it as collateral and I want to use it. So that's the issue, which we're not. So the Gemara leaves it as a teku. Okay. Shemistapkin v'gemara im mushkonim kilekuchin ilav. The Gemara is a suffix. When you have it as a mashkon, is that like you acquired it because you're allowed to use it? Or is that just like borrowed it, you know, and so on? So then it's a teku. All right. I'm not interested in that din now, but look at the last words. V'teku doraisa l'chumra. He says we have to be machmer because this is a din doraisa. So there you have also from the Issa V'Heter. The Radvaz, in one of his tshuvas, 15, Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Dalet, we love the Mr. Pina Amila, the Philip Yochanan, the Moda Baha, Kevin Tzilskem Chadoshim, Lav Doraisa, Modu the Loboy Kavana, Ba'afal Gav, the Alfinum, the Klamidian, Asmachta Ba'al Yuhi, Bechain Kosov Rambam. The Radvaz, in his tshuva, learned the Rambam not like the Rashbos. I'm just showing it to Machlokas how to read the Rambam. But for sure, we had two Rishonim that we had here. There are others. What I showed you. I showed you the Ramban and the Orchas Chaim for sure said that Tfilas came on the Rabbanon. The Rashba and Issa V'Heter held that it's a Doraisa. And the Rambam's position is not clear. The Orchas Shulchan in our Simon, Kuf Chof, Siv Dalet, 16, the Orchas Shulchan writes, Kol Rabbo Seinu Iskimu the Tfilu Zuha Min HaTorah. Not Kol Rabbo Seinu, but he says, he assumes that most assume it's Doraisa. V'yesha Kosu, the Rambam Zalu Drabbanon. Some say that according to the Rambam, it's only Drabbanan. He quotes the Rashba, and we quoted it in Shuvah, and it's in the Torah Sabayis. Okay. But he says it's called, and I agree, says the Orchas Shulchan, the Lechora Rehitas Lashon HaMashmaken. It sounds like that a little bit from the language because he called it Divrei Sofrim. However, Omnam, and this is a whole problem which maybe you've come across before, what exactly does the Rambam mean when he says Divrei Sofrim? Does he taka mean it's the Rabbanan? Or maybe he means like the Aruch HaShulchan says here, Omnam, lefi mashbarano, osi shapri de lefisha pashta de kra, ein kan yiter el adrabbanan, kiblu zel pia shmua. Could be Divrei Sofrim means when something's not explicit in the pasuk, but the Chachamim learned it from the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, that's not the Rabbanan. That's not the Rabbanan. Right, there's something in the middle, so to speak. Right, there's something which is Mefurish Bekra, which the Torah says explicitly. The other thing which Chazal learned out from the Shoshe Midas, some Drushas Chazal and so on. So again, I don't want to go into that issue right now in great detail. But the Aruch HaShulchan says over here, right, the Rabbanan learned with Piyashmua the Lo Mari Kan Metum Tara Lefiza Abimuta Hakvatar VeLachein Karilam Divrei Sofrim. That's why the Rambam calls it the Divrei Sofrim, not because he holds it the Rabbanan. Sometimes when he says Divrei Sofrim, it means the Rabbanan. But the Aruch HaShulchan is arguing that here, at least the way the Rosh Bo learns, right? Aruch HaShulchan here doesn't mean that. You know, he said the word Divrei Sofrim, not what he means. He means it's all right, so it's just not explicit in the Pasuk. It's a Drushas Chazal. Kimo, some of you may have come across, is Shakori Kiddushay Kesef mit Divrei Sofrim. Right, we know the three ways. Right, the beginning of the first mission, Kiddushin. Aisha nicknames Shlosh Kesef Star and Biasa. Kesef, where's Kesef? So it's learned out. That one, right? It learned out from Kicha. Kicha is there from. It never has a direct presentation. The Rambam calls that, at least the text of the Rambam that we have. I don't want to go into that whole problem now. The Rambam says Kiddushin Kesef and Divrei Sofrim. It's not true. It's Minat Torah. Okay, and therefore. Why is it called Divrei Sofrim? So again, I don't go into now Kiddushei Kesef, but the Aruch HaShulchan brings that up over here, and he says the same thing here at the end. Same thing. The Tvachi Kamel Atvila Zu Huminat Torah. Most assume that indeed Tvila of Metal Kalim is the Raisa. On the other hand, Midor Kleischuchis, which was added on in the Gemara as an afterthought, glass is only Drabanan. Okay, so that's just by way of a general introduction to. To where this halacha comes from, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. The other thing that's relevant in terms of introduction also is this idea that you have to be toivel them in a mikveh. All right? So it's interesting, without going into great detail right now, if you look in the first paragraph, Maseches Mikvos, I have here printed Mishnah Zion, 17. Lemalehen mikveh sheyesh bo arboim so shebo tovlin umatbilin. Okay? Again, the different types of tahara using water, just to keep it very simple. We know that for netilas yadayim, right, you don't have to go to a mikveh at all. You just pour it over your hand, right? So different gradations, different levels, depending on the type of tumen tahara. So a mikveh with 40 saw is shabot tovlin, right? As Rashi says over there, the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura on that mission, mikveh, is Parak Aleph, Mishnah 9, 18, tovlin, b'nei adam, kol gufo. That fits in the average sized person can fit into such a mikveh. But a mikveh means water that was gathered into one place. Like the Pasuk says in the beginning of Bereishis, on the second day of creation, Yikavu Hamayim, right? Yikavu Hamayim, they'll gather. So that's called a mikveh, when you have water that's gathered into one place. Water that's gathered into one place. However, there's something which is even higher than that, so to speak, okay? Something higher than that, okay? And that is what's called a mayon. A mayan is an underground spring. Okay, mayan is an underground spring. The water comes out from an underground spring. Okay, those of you who ever been to Tzfat, if you go into the Arizal's mikveh, so-called, you know what I'm talking about? At the bottom of the hill there, you go to the Arizal's mikveh, freezing cold, right? I mean, you feel like your breath's going to stop when you jump into that water. But the Arizal's mikveh, that's a mayan. The water's coming from underground. Okay, so sometimes you have mikvahs where the water comes from underground as opposed to rainwater that gathered into one place. All right, so that's called a mayan. And what you have with a mayan is you can have the original water come from the ground, and shemem of muatim, right? Look in Rashi, look in the Bar Tanura there, 18, mayan, shemem of novim, the water flows, it comes up, flows, right? Then you took regular drawn water, right? The tap water, whatever, drawn water, and you dump it in there, and you can even have more mayim shuvim. That's still okay. Shovel emikvah letar bashborin. Okay, ashborin means like a crack in the ground, a hole in the ground, like our mikvos, a hole in the ground. Right? That's an ashborin, as opposed to a mayan. I want to go into all the dinim of mikvos now, okay? But So look at the in 18, the Bartur Shava Lemikol Atarbash Bar Velo Bezochlin. Okay, there's a big difference. When you have a mayan, so the water is flowing. That's Zochlin, the water is flowing. In an Ashborin, it's not supposed to be flowing. Okay, it's supposed, the water is supposed to be stationary. In fact, that's, you have to make sure when you build a mikveh that there are no cracks. Okay, because otherwise the water flows out of the cracks. It's not supposed to. It's the exact opposite. Okay, with a mayan, it's supposed to be flowing. The kaimelon mayan mitar bezochlin, a mikveh mitar bashborin. Okay, v'hai mishum mayim shuv merubim shabo shovel mikveh mitar bashborin lo bezochlin. All right, but the difference is that a mayan does not. Now, by the way, in the Torah, mayan is called mayim chayim. Remember that sometimes you find like by Mitzora, you go into Mayim Chaim V'Toher, or by Paraduma, and a son of Mayim Chaim Elkel. Mayim Chaim, besides it being a brand of soda, okay, Mayim Chaim in the Chazal, Mayim Chaim means a Mayan. It's live water, so to speak. It's flowing water, not water that was gathered into one place, not rainwater that was gathered into one place, but it's a Mayim Chaim. Okay, so that's called a Mayan. So again, certain types of tumah require a mayan. A mikvah is not good enough. That's why in this hierarchy presented in this Mishnah Mikvos here in Parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin, so a mayan is higher, so to speak, than a mikvah, because certain tumayim is a zov and a mitzora. Okay, so a regular mikvah is not good enough. Has to be a higher level. You need a mayan. Okay, but in any event, but a mayan doesn't need 40 saw. That's the difference. Okay, that's a look at the last line of that mission. A mayan lahat bilbo b'kolsho. Okay, now you have to be able to fit into it. But let's say whatever I have was a kli. Let's say it was a kli that became tame. Not a kli suda. A pin. Okay, a pin, which became tame. A pin is this big. So I don't need 40 saw. If I have a mayan, it can be a small, much less than 40 saw. But that's okay for trila mitumatara for a pin. So the question is, where do we fit in over here? Where does Tfilas Kalim here? Let's say I have a pot. So I have a Mayan. So do I need 40 saw? Right? They don't need a whole 40 saw. A person can fit in. Okay? But if I have a pot or a fork, okay? So that's the issue over here. We saw in the Mishnah that you require, rather than the Gemara, you require, based on the Pasuk, may need a Mayan Sha Tfila Sha Nida Tavelas Mayan. Okay? But the question is, just to understand, the question for us is if you have a mayan, if you're being toivel your kelim in a mikveh, so then you take a need 40 saw. That's a definition of mikveh. But what if I'm toiveling my kli and it's big enough to fit in to a mayan, which has less than 40 saw? Which is less than 40 saw. So that's the issue. So if you take a look in Tosus, okay, Tosus says in 19. Tosus in Avodah Zarah, that daf Ayin Hamid Beis Ardaf Mayim Shanid Tovelas Afal Gav the Raviyas Sagi Lahatvil Machtin Vitzinoris Midoraisa. Okay, even though a regular lesser amount of water is okay for Tomentara, even for pins and small things, Hainu Tvilas Tuma Aval Tvilas Klei Midyon Chidushu Uboy Memso. When the Tom is of the opinion, okay. And other Rishonim agree, Rabbi Natam, okay, that, not Rabbi Natam, but Tosus, okay, it doesn't say Rabbi Natam, just Tosus. Okay, Tosus, Tvilas, Klei Midyan requires 40 saw. Okay, that's part of the Xeris HaKosas, 40 saw. Okay, just so we're aware, the tour in Yoredeya, in our Simon, Kuf Chav, Dine Tvilas Kelim, Hechsher Kelim Anikha Min Anochim, Halokeach Kelim Chadosh Min Anochim, also, l'shtamish b'hen ad shiplein tefila hogenes below chatzitza. Chatzitza means something in between that prevents the water from touching it. For example, this is, you've been to Kela Mikvah, so if you haven't, you have to take off the stickers. You know, sometimes they have stickers and stuff, price stickers or other types of stickers describing what this is. You take that off because otherwise it's a chatzitza. It's in, you know, it's something in the way. All right. So anyway, so you have to have no chatzitza. B'mikvah shel arboim saw. Okay. Mikveh shel arboim saw. It has to be a mikveh of 40 saw. V'chasav b'sefer ha-mitzvahs, that's using the smack, and when he refers to the sefer ha-mitzvahs, sometimes the smack, but I think he calls them by name, so he sefer ha-mitzvahs, smack. Avalo b'mayan, and afal gav d'mayan matar b'klitom b'kol shu, b'kelem alakuchem enochem tzorch mem saw. So that's like Tosus, right? But the Torah himself says, avalo nehira. I don't think that's right, the Torah says. She'ein la'hachmer b'tvila zu tvei, b'tvila z'tameya, d'lo yadina la'hach ala mimena. Where do we ever have Tfilas Kem in the first place? It's learned in the context of the Psukim, right? Like we said, the Rashi we started with on the Psukim there in Matos. The Pasha Pshat, and that's the thing, is that Parsha is talking about Tfilah from Tumah Tara. So it works. So Tumah Tara Vada should work for Tfilas Kelim, you know, for Issa Heter. Right? I mean, even if you say it's Doraisa, but it should certainly work. He doesn't think that Shemekah the Torah says we shouldn't be, we're not going to be Machmer more by Tfilah by Tfila here than we are by Tfilas Kelim from Tumah. The Beis Yosef says not so fast. Okay, Kasser Ben of Alone Nehira, the Ain Lachmer Tfilah Zumit Tfilah Tomei Loyed Din Lachmer Mena Klomar the Cave the Loyed Din and the Klay Goyim Boy Tfilah. How do we know that things from a Goy need Tfilah altogether? Again, that's the Elam Exibe Klay Midyan. It's the parish of Klay Midyan Achmer Nis Chata Ain Lachmer Behem Yosef Nida Atzma, and he said we don't have to be more than a Nida. So Yeshu small of. So he says no. Okay, because the truth of the matter is, it's not even clear that Anita herself needs 40 sof. She goes into Mayan. She's a smaller woman and can fit into a Mayan. Okay, so that itself is a machlokas. Okay, so there's a bit of a it's a bit of a machlokas about it. We assume that it has to be 40 sof. Okay, now the last point in terms of this kind of introduction, and we'll go into the we'll go from there into the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Because again, I'm setting everything up, and then it will be clear. Okay, there's just a general understanding what the chiyuv here is. All right, we mentioned before this whole thing applies only to kli matchos, right? Certainly, the raisa applies only to metal. So, how do we define metal exactly? Meaning, the Torah gave an example of six types of metal: gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, and lead. But what about other metal? What about aluminum? What about the other types of metals that we've discovered today? Titanium. I don't know what other types of metals. What's the story there? Okay, which the pasuk didn't say. So there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, source 22. The Yomasim Chachamim Mitarin, she'ein klei matches tmein doraisa ela haminuyim beparsha, hazav akesan chozav barzel etc. According to Rashi and other Rishonim, doraisa, the requirement to this kalim is only kalim made out of those six metals that the Torah mentions. Any other type of thing, aluminum, other things would not be required doraisa. So says Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So that's an important point. Again, defining clay matris. So, just a moment. Yeah. And again, we said glass at least is Rabbanon, because the breaks it can be fixed in the same fashion. All right? So the Torah mentions these six metals. What are the other types of metals? So again, according to Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, where we said the glass is Darabonan, but Midarabarais is only those six that are mentioned over there. The Rambam, in his Akdoma to Seder Taros, look at 23, the Rambam is the Perish HaMishnah, in the Akdoma to Maseches Kalim, which is the first Masechta in Maseches Taros. So this is the Rambam's introduction to Seder Taros, Maseches Kalim. So he writes that the word Kalim, even though we translate Kalim as utensils, but the Rambam points out, Vada, Kishem Kalim, Nemar, Shmona, Amina, there are other things that are also Kalim. Begodim, clothes are also called kalim. Okay? Klecheres, kleor, kleetzim, kleeschus, kleematchos, etc., etc. Anyway, just an important point. But Omar be kleematchos, achas azovas, etc., aval kleetzim, boneware, which again is boneware, okay? Harem bechal, amur bechal, masa, izin, poshin, barbashe, etc. It's not part of that. And kleeschuches, asu also klecheres, we treat it like earthenware. The Rambam seems to say that anything which is which is metal, all right, and basically says it could be heated and poured into some kind of a mold, that includes all kinds of metals. So it seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam and Akdoma to Tzeder Taras, okay, that anything which is nitochim, look at the last line, kol ha-kelim ha-nitochim, okay, anything which can be, it can be heated and shaped into a mold, like metal, okay, that's a property of metal. Right, there's liquid metal also. That's a property of metal. You can't shape, you don't, by lighting, you take earthenware and lighting on fire, that doesn't give you the ability to shape it into a certain shape, or stoneware, or things like that. Okay, so that's what the Rambam understands, and therefore, it sounds to the Rambam, this would extend beyond the six metals the Torah, or the Raisa, those six metals are the metals they knew about, and so on and so forth, or the metals that were more common, and therefore, according to the Rambam, these things would be considered metal as well. So there's a discussion in Achronim as well. The Aruch HaShulchan in Arsim and Kuvchav Siv Gimel, Kuvchav Gimel 24, Siv Chav Gimel, source 24. Lo kol hakenu tunzvil el klei matchos, right? And the only metal, and the ones mentioned there. Melochain, look what he says. Kol kli, any kli, me eze min mateches. So he's learning the way the Rambam learns it. Okay, it's kli, me eze min mateches, any which type of metal. Shutzar tvila, ach lo kol kli matchos, elakelim, not all metal things like scissors, right? Elakelim shmisham shmelachilashtia, things used for eating and drink, like we explained before, right? Eating, we're working backwards, eating, serving, cooking, okay? Kamokaras, ukderas, and so on and so forth. Okay? How do we know? Because it's talking about Tzorchi Suda, the way we explained before, based on that Rashi and Avodazar, and so on. The Parsha is talking about Gula Klei Midyan, and that's talking about things which were used for eating and drinking. That's what we're talking about. All right? And then he says in Sif Chavdal, Klei Zchuchis, Havei Keklimachos Linin Tvila. Glassware is considered like metalware for the purpose of this din of tefillah kelim. However, he says at the end of tefillah zuim midrabbanan be klei zchuchis, but that's only drabbanan. All right, that's only drabbanan. Klei zchuchis is only drabbanan. Now, again, as far as other metals are concerned, the Aruch HaShulchan just said he seems pretty clear, like we understood the Rambam, that absolutely all types of metals are included. All right, Yeah. Okay. There are others who say that no, it's completely putter. Okay, as we'll see why in a second. Completely putter. These are new items, they weren't included in the Gzera. And others will say a middle position. I just printed here a couple of tshuvas from Rav Moshe Feinstein to finish up this enough. A couple of tshuvas from Rav Moshe Feinstein. 25 is Igros Moshe Yerdei Chelek Beisim and Kuf Samach Dalad. Okay, the issue is nothing to do with our topic, but it talks about different types of metals. He says Imuta Lekoin Lisa Be Aeroplane Shemalichin Shemais Lekover Eretz Yisrael. The old question. Yeah, they have a flight going to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, not so much going on now, but they have a mace, you know, in the cargo air underneath, and they're shipping the body to Eretz Yisrael for Kura there. Well, what about a coin on the plane? Okay, that's the question. And, Bavi, the answer in the second part, Bavi Ron, Shakar, an airplane, Shemalichin, Sham, Mace, Lekover, Beretz, Yisrael, also Lekoin, Lekon, Shem, Kikol, airplane, Afshir, Godel, Tuba, Yishal, Mokal, Lamata, Shemunach, Sham, Masos, there's baggage compartments and other parts and so on and so forth, but still there's metal there. Okay, and we have a din that, a metal which can be Mekabel, Tuma, is not Chotzeis, Bifnei, Tuma, does not serve as a barrier in terms of Tuma. So therefore, the Kohen who's sitting, even though he's upstairs, and there's lots of, downstairs, underneath the plane, there's a cargo area, and there's a special area for Mason, there's lots of barriers in between, but still, they're all made out of metal, it's a problem. Okay, Ach yesh la'ayin, okay, he said, I'm not so sure, on the fourth line of that second paragraph, du'ulai rak elu minei matchu shema b'kra, maybe only those things that are explicit in the pasuk, those six things. Okay, Shem Zov, Kesem Achos, gold, silver, copper, Ubarzel, Bedilva, Faris, and iron and tin and lead. Only they're Mekabel Tuma, not other things. And he says, I think you could argue that, because otherwise, why would the Torah have listed him? Why not Torah just say metal? Why would the Torah have just said metal? Why mention those six things? Okay? Why bother mentioning it? Even though, you're going to tell me that's all they knew about? That's not all Kadosh Baruch Hu knew about. Okay, you want to tell me they didn't have aluminum back in those days? Only mentions those six. Yeah, but Akash Baruch Hu knew about aluminum. So if he wanted to include other things, he could have just said all metal utensils. Period. So Rav Moshe says maybe you could argue that Taka only those six metals are considered Mekabel Tuma and so on. Others are not. And so then he says in an airplane, it seems to me it's not made. What he understands it's not made from those six, probably aluminum and so on, or maybe it's made from the taruvis. Anyway, he discusses that issue. You want to read it in Shuvah? He says Tzorchi and Ladina, having the common practice that Kohanim do go, I think, or maybe don't. I think Kohanim probably don't go. Okay, but in a different Shuvah on our issue. Okay, that again, it's just a relevant Shuvah because it had to do with the topic of metals being a Kabbal Tuman. It's interesting, Shiloh. But in 26, Rav Moshe speaks about. Our Shiloh, that's your Rodeya Chelik Gimel, Simchav Gimel, Chav Beis, Chelek Gimel Siman Chav Beis, and Yus Moshe. 26, Kli Aluminim. Chelek Ardech, Chelek Gimel Siman Chav Beis. Kli Aluminim. Im Tzar Ktila. That's the question. All right, aluminum kalim, aluminum pans, aluminum tefillah not. Okay, and here he says, "Hine kli aluminum shemat mateches chadosha." It's a relatively new type of metal, which didn't exist in the old days. Shalom nizkor b'kora, obviously wasn't mentioned in the pasuk. Near the minat Torah enam tzrichim tefillah. Okay, his basic episode is, I'm not going to read the whole Ramosha now, and he says the same thing. The Torah only listed those six because that's all the Raisa. But he says, "I'm not." So the Aruch HaShulchan, as we saw before, said all metals, okay, not just those six. Now, Moshe is saying, no, it's the Rabbanon. Why? It's not worse than glass. That's his argument. Okay, basically, he says, Gam Rabbanon shegozal kleis chukis. Okay, because of similar, right, to klecheres and so on and so forth. Okay, so the, here, I will near the tefillah the Rabbanon. That's he writes. It should be no kimo kleis chukis. No worse than chukis. Okay, so, the last line about tefillah became chadosh and goes to apishal adimin lamateches. Okay, they're close enough to metal that there is a requirement al koponim midu abonim. All right, so that's a machlokas achronim, rather whether other metals are required daraisa or darbonim. We're from Jews, so we keep the abonim too. But I'm just saying, in terms of whether it's a daraisa or not, that's a question. There's some who say totally not; they don't even need to do it. That's a little schwer. I didn't print that. The Ramosha says that it's not Doraisa and Achanami, but Al Koponim, it's required Drabonim. Okay, so that's what I wanted to mention about that. The other issue, which now brings us into, again, some of these divisions that I made are somewhat arbitrary. Okay, we move ahead now to Torah 27. Okay, what about a Kli, which has, it's made out of one thing, but it's overlaid. It's what do you call it? Has some. It's another material on top. What's the term for that? Mitsupa. How do you say English? Mitsupa in English? Overlaid, I guess. Okay. So in other words, the Gemara talks. Let's look at 27. And again, I broke it up here, but I didn't have to. But let's look at 27. About Azara, Ayan Haberbrich. Coated, maybe, right. That's what coated. Good coating. Yeah. So the Gemara talks something called Kunya. Kunya. So Rashi read it. What is Kunya? Plumeria, it doesn't help much. But then he says, Tchiloso shel cheres, it's clay, it's earthenware, right? Bechofin oso, bechofin shel aver. It was overlaid or coated with lead, okay? With tashmizu, it's sewn and it's used for cold things and so on. So now, the basic clay is made out of one material, but it's overlaid, it's coated with something else. So then what's the story? That aver is one of the, lead is one of the things, right? So that's the question. So the Gemara, go back to Gemara 27. Kunya pligi bar of achav ravina chadamar kitchiloso. It goes by what its origin was, and therefore it doesn't need, it's earthenware, so it doesn't need to be. Look in Rashi, kitchiloso, its origin. Lo bar tefila, the lav matechaso, it's not metal. Bechadamar kisofo, no, but at the end, it's got metal, okay? And vilchaso kisofo. Rashi says, basasofo is in shechipo, he coated it, he overlaid it with matchas, kli matchas, lo bar tefila, okay? And Rad Tosos explains what is kunya. Pirsha kunya is klicheres mitzupa be'aver. Okay, so Tosos has a question exactly what it is, but in terms of our, it's talking about something else made out of sand or whatever it is. But it's glass also is made out of sand. But we won't bother the Tosos right now. Okay. Just look at the third line. L'chach pirsha and tam kunya is something else entirely. Okay, it's glass, but it wasn't completely formed yet, and it's made out of sand. So that's what he says the question is. But we'll stick with Rashi's for now. Okay, so the Gemara concludes top of end of 27. Hilchos kasofo. We pass can go by what it is at the end. At the end, it's got a metal overlay. It's got a metal coating. So that's enough. So Tosa says in 30. Hilchos kasofo, hainu kalim shemachut me'aver mibifnim. Where is the metal? Okay, so Tosa says that's only if it's overcoated with aver mibifnim, where the coating, the layer of coating was on the inside. That's where you eat. Aval mechupen rachutz. Okay, but if it's just overlaid on the outside, the chain kli eitz and chukosh mesaviv bars on the mechutz. If you have a wooden thing with iron on the outside, afilu manam akol achacham mamid ain tzorach tefila. Kevin the ain mishtamshin b'hem derech hamateches the klei sudam or mefarish anashim mishtamshin b'hem. You don't use it. In other words, the food never comes to that point. right? The food never touches that part. So there he said it doesn't matter. And that's what Tosa says. In other words, the something which is mitzupa, he says it's got to be in the, Tosa says it's got to be in a place where it, where you have, you know, where you have the, where to have the food. Okay. So therefore, if just the outside, okay, if just the inside, I mean, then it needs tefillah. Okay, fine. If the inside of the bowl or the pot is overlaid with metal, that's where you put the food. So then it's, you require tefillah. But if just the outside, the decorative reasons, whatever else, would not require. That's the sheet of Tosa. The Mordechai agrees. Okay, the Mordechai is in Avodah Zarah, the fifth parak there, parak Hasocha. Rem is tough nuntas. Money the kunya, tend the kunya, pirish aviezu, bain mechup. Now he says the Rav Yoh, he says not like that. Bain mechup of them, bain mechavachutz. Okay? Below with them. See, either way, ton tvila. The low chilka chom ben with them, bain mechutz. He quotes the, Mordechai quotes the Rav Yoh, who says it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter where it is, it requires tvila. Okay? And on the other hand, Yesh Mefarsh, from the second line, that's like Tosis, that's the second line, third one, mechupa mifnim dafka. Okay? Mifnim dafka. Okay? And then he has a third sheet of, you know, parrots, hora halacha lamaisa, middle sheet, lat bila below brocha. Lat bila below brocha. When a parrot says, if it's mitzupa mibifnim, you know, even if the whole thing requires no brocha, you do it, but without a brocha, even if nim. Take a look in the Rabbeinu Peretz. It's there, and it's Hagos to the Smak. Mitzvah Kuf Tzarites, Os Beis, in the Smak, 32. It's got iron overlay on the outside. Afagav Domir, and the hole holds it together. Sometimes you put a piece of metal to hold the pot together. Ain't Tzarek Tzila. Vishayin Mishajim Derek Barzal. Vishayin Mishajim Derek Barzal. Vishayin Mishajim Derek Barzal. Vishayin Mishajim Derek Barzal. Also, ain't Tzarek Tzila. Whatever this metal is, so far there's three shitas, right? There's Tosus who holds that you have to, depends whether it's on the inside or the outside, and he doesn't have any compromised position. If it's overlaid on the inside, requires tefillah, meaning with a brocha. If it's overlaid on the outside only, it doesn't require tefillah at all. Okay, and the Mordechai quotes from the Rav Yoh, who has another, it doesn't make a difference, inside or outside, requires tefillah with a brocha. And now you have Rabbeinu Peretz, who said he agrees that if it's outside, you don't need anything. He said, even if it's inside, you'll do it without a bracha. You do it without a bracha. So that's another shita. Okay? The Ran, I guess a fourth shita, the Ran on the Rift, there in Avodah Zarah, Lama Tesla Beis, says 33, V'hilchus ha'ksof omiya, ikaman domar, the davka shumachup omibayis umichutz. Then you need tefillah with a bracha. Ulefichach, he holds, kol she'enam mechup mifnim, tefillah sobol bracha. If it's only on the outside, not on the inside, then you do it without a bracha, but inside do it with a bracha. So you do the math. That's basically, in effect, all four shitas, right? When they're basically, right, you have all four possibilities, all right? Again, everybody agrees if it's overlaid on the inside and on the outside, so then everyone agrees and you do it with a bracha. That's regular tefillah, okay? The question is, what if it's only on the inside? So there, the Rav Yoh and the Tosas say that you do it with a bracha. When a parrot says, when a parrot's on the Iran, I'll do without a bracha. If it's overlaid only on the outside, so then the Rav Yoh says he's still got to do it, and it's with a bracha. Tosas, you don't have to do it at all. When a parrot doesn't have to do it at all, and the Iran says you do it without a bracha. So again, look over those four shitas. You see 30 through 33 are all four different shitas. Okay? That's exactly what's required. So again, let's go over it again. So Tosa says, if it's on the inside, you do it with a bracha. On the outside, nothing. The Rav Yoh says, always with a bracha. Okay, always with a bracha. But a parrot says, outside, nothing, inside, without a bracha. And the Ran says, inside with a bracha, outside without a bracha. So there you have the four shittas. Now let's finally look at the Shulchan Aruch. On this matter, the Shulchan Aruch follows Tosas. Let's take a look. Here and finally by us in Kuvchov Sivalov, Hakone may over Kuvchovim clay suda shamateches, and there it is. Hakone means you acquire it as opposed to borrow. Clay suda as opposed to the scissors, shearing scissors, like I mentioned before, it's got to be clay suda. And shamateches got to be metal, and that was a machlokas. What about other metals? Okay, oh shos chukah. I mean, and any metal requires. The question is just the rabbanon. Again, I want to stress. We assume, like Moshe says, the other metals require tefillah, but just not with a bracha. I mean, just not their eyes, but still with a bracha. And chukah is also, I want to stress, chukah is the rabbanon, but we make a bracha on the rabbanon too. So it's with a bracha. Oh, kelim hametzufim be'ever mi bifnim. If it's overlaid with metal, if it's coated with metal on the inside. Okay, and I see pasnektosis on the inside. Right? Afo pi shem chadoshim tzarcha b'yom mikvah omayim shalar boim saw. You need 40 saw. Okay, he passes like that, and that machlok is also. You need 40 saw. Okay? And the Ramah adds, the Yeshomen, the Kelim Mitzvah Me'evra Afilim Mifnim. Some say, even if it's overlaid on the inside, you do it without a bracha. Okay? They do it with B'chei Nogin. That's what he says. All right? Why? Why? We'll see the Taz in a second. Why should that be there? That's the sheet of the, Smak. Might have been a parrot commenting on a Smak. Okay? And he said, that's the minute, Ramah says. So let's see the Nosei Kelim. Oh, the time is okay to finish up shortly. Okay. Need to go by there, but all right. Taz writes in 35, the Taz writes in Kotan Aleph, Klei Suda, the Ksiv Kolash, the Rabesh, they learn that, Ein Derech Lishan Reish, Ala Suda, okay, we saw that already. And he said at the end, V'tam Atvila Kadei Sheyotsu Mitu, so of the Chomet Klusha, so it's all fine. Why Yitbol Belo Brocha, Ksiv Kotan Gimel's want to point out, why Yitbol Belo Brocha? Okay. That sipui bifnim eno el lanoi. Coating is only really decorative. It's not really part of the. Whole picture. It's only decorative to begin with. Okay, so that's how the Taz writes. The Shach talks about, well, what about if it's what if it's glazed with glass, right? In other words, that's very common today. What if the coating is a glass coating? So the Shach writes in the Cotton Bays, the name of this matter, whatever the din will be with the lead, it'll be with this as well. Okay? So the Cotton Dalet, he writes, Yitbol below Brocha, but Mordechai, cause of a shame, that's Rav Yoh, Dafilu Eino Mitzvah no Chutz, but Eber Yitbol below Brocha. Okay? No, that's not him, that's somebody else. That was a bit of parrots, I think. Right? Oh, was that Shita? One second. I'm mixed up with the Shitas. Afilo eno mitzupa elam bechutz. Maybe you put on a below bracha. That was the run. Yeah, I don't know. Quote it. Yeah, I don't know why. Okay, anyway. And then he writes, V'yesh the small, minig olam shemishtam shemikteres mechum eivim iftim below tfilaklal. And somehow he writes that the minig of the world, he says a little difficult, but the minig olam is not to do it at all. Okay, which is what the Mechaber says. Right? The Mechaber says only iftim. The Shach in Sukkot and Dal finds it a little difficult. Okay, I mean, right, the Shach finds it a little difficult. But that's the meaning of the world. Then in Sukkot and Hay, he gives you a piece of advice. All right, he gives you a piece of advice. And he says, Sukkot and Hay, below Brocha, but near the Eish Latvila, im Eze Kli Acher Bebrocha. If you can, so take another, when you tivel this, tivel something else which definitely needs a Brocha and a Brocha, be chal on both. In other words, Enochanami, you want to be Yotze the Srekas, so then you, at the same time as you're toiveling something else, okay, and they toivel this too, right? And again, this Tevila, the toiveling, it doesn't always work out that way. And I want to mention now, I said, we said it already, it's so obvious, but people mix it up. I've said it earlier in the year. Some people think, oh, if you use something by mistake, you put a fleshing fork in a milchik pot, you have to be toivel it. It's not the same din. It's Galas Kelim and Tevilas Kelim, as I should have said at the beginning, are separate realms. Okay, Aruch HaShulchan, give me 5 more minutes or so. Simen Kuv Chav, Siv Chav Vav, Od Isa 38, Od Isa V'Gemara Sham, Kunya Tzarech Tvila, okay, and he says what it is, and so on, and he has the different shitas, and he says, V'Zelo Shatur, and so on, he quotes the tour, Omitam Zen Nami, Kli Shal Eitz, Yeshal Chashukum Shal Barz, Manu Zol, Tzarech Tvila, Fila Misha Olech Achar Mamed. Okay, Rav Hashulchan says the way we said that it's only concerned what's inside, like the Shulchan Aruch. All right, I think in the Chochmas Adam, I think I quoted the wrong sif. He just summarized it. Kol Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph, and just summarized it. So it summarized what we said, but it's not what I was looking for. All right, but anyway, let's move to the 40. The Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai at the beginning, Parshana Shniya, Parshas Matos. Right, first he sells the whole din, and he says, like I just reminded you here, Kol Dovah Shava Eish Tavir Eish Vatar and so on. Hine Amar Chazal Hapasuk Hazem Adab Behechsher Kelim Yisur Aide Liban Aide Hagala Uksiv Vatar Hosiv La Hakasu Tar Acheres Via Tvila Mefarish Hakasu Tarch Mat Bila Bemikva Of Mayan Sheish Bar Boim Sa Sherola Nidalit Pobol Vechlein Ksiv Achmen Nidishata Good Aleph Tvila Zu He Mishum Pleitas Tuma Kadesh. You have one Tvila so get rid of the Tuma. Okay, like I'm not, but not the Tuma of Tara, but rather Mitumasa Lektushas Yisrael. Do me the ger. Shiyotzim Shus Akam Shus Yisrael. And Hilcha Chafilem Chadosh. They're brand new. Shalachim and Oman Goy. If you bought them a Goy, it's a problem. You have to be matulim. Okay? And you're not allowed to use it even for cold. Then he talks about if it's renting and borrowing, you don't need it. Then it's only Dafka Klei Suda. And he says, not all Klei Suda, but only Klei Matchos, and so on. And that's a question when it derives to Rabbanu. But let's look at Zion. That's what's relevant to us now. I printed the first part just for review, but look at 40. This is the Ben Ishchai, Shana Shnia, Parshas Matos, O Zayin. Klei Cheres, Hametzupin. Bein Osamos Me'ore Eropa, Shekarnos Parpore. Okay? Parpore, I think, is the Arabic for porcelain. Okay? Ubein Osam Hametzupin, Shosin Po Ireno, here in our city in Baghdad. Matbilan Below Brocha. Afal Pishem Hametzupin, Bayis Umibachut. Because it's a machlokas and samach beizlam, it's sofek brochas lahakel. Vim yesh la, United says like the shach. Vim yesh lo klei achas shaton brocha bebali adbilam abiyachad keshatol brocha gam leilu. Okay, and therefore, if something is overlaid with glass, okay, that's like overlaid with aver. So he says, you should use it with without a brocha. Okay, that's the eitzah. Okay, but now. Again, so now there's an interesting question because the problem is glass is only drabonin to start with, right? And now it's overlaid, it's coated with glass. What's the story? Okay, so again, the shach says that we consider it to like aver, okay? But you look now at Akiva Eger, he disagrees, okay? He says, "Mikol Mokum Yesh Loma Dafka Mitzupin Be'aver." See 41. The Rekiva Eger on that shach. The shach in Sivkot and Dalit said that we treat klei zchuchis if it's overlaid with glass. Said it the same thing. And he says, "I'm not so convinced." Okay. He says, "Yesh Loma Dafka Mitzupin Be'aver Mamish Aval Gluzirt. It's glazed. Lo Yevarech. No bracha. Glaze is no bracha." All right. Now let me explain what that means. Okay. And we'll finish up with this. Rekiva Eger is saying, if it's glazed over with glass, he thinks there is no bracha. He thinks there is no bracha. It's interesting. Many assume like that of Akiva Eger that, but still needs tefillah just without a bracha, right? Glizert lo yivarech. I'm not saying don't tefillah at all, but if some, a lot of times you have china or other things are overlaid with a little bit of glass. Okay, so. He says you need it. You need tefillah, just not with a bracha. Not with a bracha. All right? Some Rav Shechter, I think, and I think Rav Tendler held like this also, the glass here is not even, it's not even a layer. It's not even, they spray it. It's like a spray. Okay? It doesn't become a layer. It almost becomes with other things, it becomes like almost like a separate cleat. It's up here. They spray it. And there's a spray of glass, so it's not a separate kli. In other words, when you have something, a metal thing, and I put glass over it, so in a certain thing, it's like I'll have like the Aron in the Mishkan, right? It was wood and it was gold overlaid with gold, right? The Aron in the Mishkan. And Rashi says it's three things. It was an inner box, like three boxes, right? You have a gold box and a wooden box and a gold box, right? And then so in a certain sense, it's like a separate thing. But the way they do it today is with the glass that we have today, is just this kind of a spray. So it never even becomes a chalos of another kli. It's completely bottled to the other types of to whatever it's made out of. So that's the situation with those things today. So I really wanted to go a little weiter, but we'll continue. I guess we'll continue here on Sunday, Mitzvashem. Sunday we'll finish this and we'll start, not Sunday, but tomorrow. What's today? Wednesday. I'm sorry. I don't mean Sunday. I meant tomorrow. So we need to, we'll certainly finish these tomorrow. I'll try tonight to email the next one that comes. We'll start the next one also. Again, still talking about Tilas Kalim, because the one thing we'll talk about, the next few chuvas that I printed, are about plastic. Okay, where does plastic fit into this mix? Okay, so I have three chuvas. The Chalkis Yaakov, of Breish from Switzerland, and the Tzitz Eliezer, Waldenberg, and Ravad Yosef, regarding plastics. So, I don't know, people have time. I guess it's late. Now people have time now, or we should wait. All right, maybe we'll let me just see. It shouldn't take us all that long. Okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll stop here. I know some people have other things to do. So, but Sunday we'll go through it. We'll start with these chubas, and we'll try and go through that quickly in the second part. Of this year, the third Anaf is about the actual Maisa Tvila. I'll go further from there. Okay, we'll stop over here. Is that one all right? I mean, what do you have time? I don't want to pressure people. We're going to stop over here. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Okay.
Good.